1.
Me and my brothers and cousins, we are blacklisted.
No.
So we're never getting back our rights.
It all started before you were born. For you, the conflict was always there. It is part of your own history. And perhaps it's part of a general history too.
Now we're going to try to get back our rights to get the concession of the Sami village.
The concession. It is the center around which this ever-morphing legal conflict with the Swedish government revolves. It started in 1971, and it has dominated the life of your family ever since. We are the Sunnas.
The concession of the Sami village, that you have your own reindeers, and if you want, you can take care of other reindeers also, but only if we are getting paid for the work.
And here's your father now, sitting at his long kitchen table. You're in the middle of an electricity blackout. An odd situation to be in, given the many hydroelectric power stations in our area. Dams, which pose a lingering threat of flooding should anything go wrong. Candles flicker in the draft, and the unsteady light marks off your father's face. It's dinner time, and you are home. In Keksesvara.
Hello.
The conflict is just one, this paragraph.
Paragraph.
85.
What does paragraph 85 say in the law book?
Hon frågar, vad säger det femte paragrafen?
Ja, då kan du tolka det. Konvention kan innefatta rätt att mottaga skötesrenar av ägare och brukare av jordbruksfastighet.
You know it by heart.
Yeah. But then I have to translate.
So paragraph 85 says that you can have the right to take care of those non-Sami reindeer belonging to Swedish people who have them because they own the land. It says you can, which doesn't mean you have to.
In 2006, the politician made the decision to change the paragraph so it's saying you have to. Even though we have been right for more than 30 years, they're changing the law so
yes,
it will fit the politicians' mind.
That's how it goes. They lose a case and swiftly change the law to put the Sunnas in the wrong again. And so it went. On and on.
Kontrollera slaktuttag.